That is the name of the song, Eddie Money. Jason's classic cut on a Thursday, 10:07, the Jerry Bader Show. Got this just before 10 o'clock from a listener. This is an event going on Monday at the UW-Stevens Point campus, and he's suspicious about what the note and nature of this is going to be. The panel discussion is, whatever happened to good government in Wisconsin? Learn more about redistricting reform, campaign financing, and voters' rights. Now, it sounds very liberally loaded here. UWSP poli-sci professor Dennis Riley, I believe, is the moderator. Then the panel is former Congressman Dave Obey, strategist Bill Krause, Jay Heck of Common Cause. Who else here? Julie Lassa, state senator. There does seem to be a lot of liberal representation on this. However, it is presented by Common Cause, co-sponsored by the UWSP Poli-Sci Department, UWSP College Republicans and Democrats, and then a host of others. It'll be very interesting to see how balanced that discussion is. I'm skeptical in looking at the lineup and the topics and the name of it and everything else. But we'll see. As I said, I do want to get to the latest on Obamacare and cracks of the Democratic ranks, but I want to spend just a few minutes on this. I want to take some calls. I don't want to spend more than this half hour on it. But I do find this topic very interesting. Is this Rasmussen? Yeah. Rasmussen has a new poll out. It deals with driving. It has a lot of statistics in it about driving. 46% say driving is something they really enjoy. This I find interesting. 68% oppose driver's license for illegal immigrants. I find that interesting because that's a wave that you just can't seem to stop. 92% are confident that their airbag will work in a car accident. It works better if you're buckled in, just saying. You need to be held in place. A lot of people don't realize that. It is designed to work in concert with the harness. What percent of Americans do you think Americans are getting ruder on the road? 77%. I sense that. And less than half, 46%, say drunk driving laws aren't tough enough. Here's the one I want to talk about, though. 56% think the age 16 is too young to drive. This has been debated since the 50s, when hot rods showed up and everything else. Most adults think someone should be older than 16 before they are eligible for a driver's license. Most also favor annual driving tests once someone reaches the age of 75. And these are the two areas, these are the two constituencies that get the most focus. The very young drivers and the very old drivers. Jason, I agree with you completely. Where it says people over 75 should have annual driving tests, Jason thinks everybody should have to retest every 4 years you go with, huh? You could debate that. And you could debate how much it would cost and all of that. But when you see people drive and they clearly do not know the rules, and you become a hazard by trying to comply with the laws, merging, making a left turn onto a two-lane and staying in the left lane. Oh, I have forgotten to tell this on the air. I'm driving in downtown Green Bay, and I don't remember now. It was a couple of weeks ago. I've been meaning to tell this. And for those of you outside the Green Bay area, there are a number of one-way streets. Jason, I can't remember which street it is. It's one of the one-way northbound in downtown. That's Adams. I always forget which one. It doesn't matter. It's one of the one-way northbound. Okay? I saw a car make a left going north, go all the way over into the right lane instead of the left lane. all the way over to the right lane, then at the next block, without signaling, got back into the left lane and made a left. I didn't get the license plate, but let's see, what color was it? It was black and white and had Green Bay Police Department written on the side. Honest to God. A Green Bay police officer did that. Made a left, went all the way over to the right instead of into the near left lane on a one-way, and then, without signaling, crossed back over into the left lane to make a left at the next block. I could not believe it. Jason says, let me guess, he was on his phone. I did not notice that. Now, maybe he got a call. I don't know. But there's no excuse for going all the way over into the right lane in the first place. All right, enough on that. 56% think 16 is too young to drive. And 75%, I'm sorry, and most also favor annual driving tests once someone reaches the age of 75. I'm going to throw this out. I agree with Jason. I think we should all be retested more often. I don't know if 4 years is the right number, but getting your driver's license at age 16 for life and never being retested is insane. I think of the two things, when I look at these, annual testing over the age of 75, maybe, because your skills do diminish. I think both of these are misguided. I agree with Jason. I don't think we have to necessarily have people get their driver's license at an older age, although, yes, that would eliminate some problems. A lot of parents like me would be hacked off because it's as liberating for me as it was for my daughters when they got their license. I didn't have to take them everywhere. It is a liberating moment for parents. You can drive yourself. They haven't quite figured out where to find the gas pumps yet, but otherwise, they can drive them. Well, it's half true. They can drive themselves. I think the real problem here is it's nuts that you get your driver's license for life without being retested. Just nuts. I'm 52. I got my license when I was 17. Because I had eye surgery. I couldn't get them when I was 16. I got my license when I was 17. Gee, that was 30 years when I was 47. And 5 years have passed since then. 35 years. I don't think it makes sense to focus in on just the young and the old, but I do understand the cost involved. Maybe it could be a random thing. I don't know. I don't know how to do this, but I think you should have your driving skills and not just your eyes tested at some point in your life. I want to throw this out. If anyone wants to take a swing at it, we will. Otherwise, we'll go on to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason says every 4 years. I don't know what the right number is, but never being retested again is ludicrous. And I can't believe we've done it all these years. It's 10:15.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.